The three evil roots are the three poison. Why do they call poison? Yet it will kill you spiritually. The greed, hatred, and delusion. They are in Pali, Lobha. Lobha, which includes all of your greediness, all of your greed, selfishness, lust, craving, covetousness, desire, deceitfulness, cunningness, etc. So this is a very wide range of greed. The evil roots of greed can come in many forms. That's why the Pali word is beautiful, Lobha, not Lobha, Lobha. Then dosa is hatred. Hatred includes whatever you hate, your anger, your aversion, your envy, your jealousy, your dislike, your negative emotion, your sorrow, lamentation, grief, etc. And finally is moha. Moha is delusion. Moha is self-delusion or sakayaditi that condition one's egoic mind to arise the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, leading to the egoic personality of selfishness, craving, fear, worry, anxiety, etc. So this moha is the main delusion. Without moha, self-delusion, there is no greed and no hatred or negativity of emotion. So this hate and greed, or the first two evil roots, is a result of the third one. Without self-delusion, there is no sakayaditi, self-delusion. Then there is no personality to own thing, possess thing, and have thing. That's how the evil root of greed arises. Then there is no being to be emotional, angry, violent, and jealousy, everything. Once the atta is no more, all this evil cease to be. That's why self-delusion is a very powerful delusion. They are the roots of all evil. Always remember that. You have them in your mind state or your mundane mind or your heart, then it will make you evil. If you have them in your consciousness or mind state, then it will condition and cause you to become a very evil person. So it is very important to develop the training of the mind via meditation, to be always heedful so that you can be aware of your mental intention at all times. And if there is any of the three evil roots, then we should arise the appropriate right effort to abandon it or prevent it from arising. Otherwise, it will condition us in the negativity leading to all the suffering. As they are also called the three poison, they will kill us spiritually if we allow them to stay in our heart. Just like don't hold on to your anger, your jealousy, your grudges, or remorse. These are evil poison. It will kill you spiritually. That's why people who hold on to all this negativity of mind state, we call it the wrong thought, they suffer, they become miserable. I already explained to you what are wrong thoughts. That is more important. Wrong thoughts are thoughts that condition your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your sorrow, your lamentation, your evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. These are all wrong thoughts. So understand them. So whenever you are not peaceful, you are not happy, the evil roots are there. Be mindful of it and see the manifestation of the three evil roots. Not until you understand this clearly, you cannot cultivate. It's only after you understand, develop the ability to be ever mindful, then only the real cultivation starts, means daily mindfulness in the midst of life, to see all this. That's why I say silence your mind, just maintain awareness to see. When you see, you awaken, you will straighten your view, then you will know why you behave like that, why your mundane mind stir. Then when you know it's due to your wrong view, self-delusion, scarcity, after you have gone through the Avijja Sutta training, then constantly listening to the Dhamma, then reflection, contemplation, inquiry, then stabilize your understanding, then develop the daily mindfulness to develop the third turning wisdom. If you do this, you will awaken. That's why you have to be mindful, aware, silent, to see. Unless you see, you cannot awaken. You cannot understand. But the moment you see, you awaken, you understand, then you will not fall back again. You will know how to straighten your view and change your perception completely, entirely. You won't go back to the old way. Then you will come to understand heedful living is so beautiful compared to heedless living. You will never be heedless anymore. Mm.